Scripture reading this morning is taken from Mark chapter 1, verse 21 through 28. The man with an unclean spirit. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astonished at his teachings, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, throwing him into convulsions and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. That's today's reading.
Did you wonder why, when Jesus approached Simon Peter and Andrew, and then James and John, that they immediately left their nets and followed him? No questions? No hesitation? What was so compelling about the invitation to become fishers of people? What did that even mean? Perhaps there was more to it than Mark reveals. He clearly picks and chooses the details he wants to include in his gospel. He does not include Jesus' birth. He begins with Jesus' public ministry. He does not share with us what Jesus taught in the synagogue, but the impact of his words, so different from the lessons of the scribes, who were likely alarmed by the reaction of those gathered in the temple. Why wouldn't the scribes be alarmed? They played an important role in both the religion and community of the Jews at that time. Unlike the priesthood, which had become corrupt, the scribes were pious, disciplined members of a learned class who devoted their lives to mastering the Torah, all 613 laws governing the exact behavior of observant Jews. In addition to the scriptures, they studied multiple layers of interpretations and were required to provide official rulings. This position of strength and power gave them great authority, and often led to an arrogant sense of pride. In researching the role of scribes, I was struck by two images. One was a reminder of Potok's book, The Chosen. Do you remember the two boys, Reuven and Danny, spending countless hours memorizing scriptures and then the commentaries on the scripture so that they could defend a particular passage? It would be hard not to let that kind of achievement lead to pride. The second image that struck me is that I'm a scribe. I've studied and prepared and taught, and I've taken great pride in knowing the rules, not to mention the answers on Jeopardy. How would I have reacted to Jesus' teachings? So there's Jesus teaching with authority that is astounding, not the pedantic utterances of the scribes. Think of the wordless sounds of the adults in the background of Charlie Brown cartoons. Wah, wah. And if his words are not powerful enough, he demonstrates his authority by calling out the evil spirit, and even the demon recognizes that Jesus is the Holy One of God. Well, if Jesus wanted to keep his ministry low-key, he's blown it. This is really tabloid stuff, and the news travels fast. How do we deal with this news today? I doubt if many of us quibble with the power of Jesus' words, but what about calling out evil spirits? Are people really possessed? Of course, if you watch political debates, perhaps you have no problem with the concept of being possessed by demons. can we consider that our personal battles with all sorts of problems are our modern-day demons? Going back to The Chosen, perhaps you recall Danny's father, the revered Hasidic rabbi, describing man's relationship with God. A man is born into this world with only a tiny spark of goodness in him. The spark is God. It is the soul. The rest is ugliness and evil, a shell. Anything can be a shell. Indifference, laziness, brutality, and genius. Yes, even a great mind can be a shell and choke the spark. I see the shell imagery as being some of the demons we have to struggle to overcome. We have good intentions, but we are easily derailed and trapped by suffering and misery. Think about the seductive demons that are flashed before us day and night in all the media. We are probably confronted with more tempting demons every day than the people of Jesus' day encountered in a lifetime. Without Jesus to call out our evil spirits, how can we be rid of them? As the rabbi said, the spark must be guarded like a treasure. It must be nurtured. It must be fanned into flame. It must learn to seek out other sparks. It must dominate the shell. We can follow Jesus' example. He often spent some time apart, time to renew his spirit. We need time apart too. Time for reflection, time for honesty, time to give up our illusion of personal control, time to allow the Spirit to heal us. Like Jesus, we need to have faith that God will speak to us if only we will listen. Perhaps then it will happen. A revelation, a new perception, an aha moment, an epiphany, a recognition of God's goodness and grace in our lives. Amen.